Welcome to eBay Radio, where humbles are smashed, bids are sniped, and we take your calls, comments, and gripes. Here's your host, Griff.
And the segment is brought to you by Terapeak eBay Market Research to increase your online sales. It's been the burning question in every seller's brain since the release of this year's fall seller update. How will I fare under the new seller performance metrics? Well, you're about to find out. Here now to tell us how and where you can see for yourself is our good friend, Christine Demos. She's eBay's senior manager for Seller Trust. She's a regular on our show, and she's with us today. Christy, what's the Seller Standards Preview in my Seller Dashboard all about?
Hey, Griff. Thanks for having me. So glad to get a chat with you guys again.
Our pleasure.
So I was so excited to be here today and make sure that everyone knows that last week we released the preview, just like you said, where they can go and check out how they're doing against what the new standards will be. So as you, hopefully you've all had a chance to look at your preview and see, you know, it just sits right there on top of your dashboard. We'll give you a good idea of how you're doing against the new standards. So yeah, so excited to finally get that out so sellers can now put what we announced into what it means to them.
So as a seller, what should I do to ensure that I'm all set up for success in the new standards?
Oh, great question. So to ensure you're set up for success, first thing is like the preview. We just want you to ensure, which I think all the sellers, you know, on the show do such a great job of this. But like check your dashboard regularly. Check both your current dashboard and your preview. Make sure that if, you know, you do have areas that need attention, you're finding out what those are now so that when we go live in February, you'll be ready. Another great thing hopefully you guys have seen in the preview is if you do have, you know, still some defects or some shipments that were late, you can download a report and see what those were so that you can kind of identify the root cause of what may have went wrong and see if there's any opportunity. So check that dashboard regularly and to find out what you might need to change or do, which is hopefully not much, but that should help guide you.
So just to shed a little more light on this, how can I meet the defect rate? So how is that changing?
Yeah, basically? Great question, Chris. So I think that's a great idea. Let's recap a little bit. If we'll remember, you know, we've removed, you know, coming in February, we've removed some of those inputs that are kind of based on buyer opinion about the open returns and open item not received requests and the detailed seller ratings and negative neutral feedback. So what that leaves in your defect rate is your canceled transaction. So that's transactions you had to cancel because they were out of stock or no longer available. And then, of course, any cases that are closed without seller resolution, meaning a case was opened, a buyer had to ask eBay for help, and we decided in the buyer's favor. So to meet the defect rate specifically, you know, the best thing to do is make sure you've got items in stock. I know you guys talk about this a lot on the show. So it's a great opportunity to, you know, refresh your inventory for holiday, you know, do that inventory, make sure you have everything there, you know. And then, of course, if for closed cases without seller resolution, just providing that great customer service. I was able to listen to the end of the last, you know, thing that you guys were talking about. And, Griff, I love what you were saying is, like, it was unfortunate that it went wrong, but you were going to resolve it with the buyer. So the good news, of course, is that in the, you know, new standards, that would only be a problem if you weren't able to resolve it. So those are some ways you can make sure you're going to meet the defect rate.
So how can I make sure I meet the new on-time shipping requirement?
Excellent question. So for the most part, we've seen a lot of positive responses from sellers. Sellers have reached out to us and told us that the preview is kind of working like we said, and they're really happy to see that. So we love that. But also we've got some questions still, you know, that we'll get about how does this new on-time shipping work. So the best way to make sure you're set up for success there is just making sure you get the items to the carrier within the handling time. And again, I know we've talked about on the show many times, but you can even schedule pickups in many situations. And then just specify the accurate handling time, like we've talked about in the past. In the past, sellers, this hasn't been as big of a focus for many sellers. They thought like, oh, I marked it as shipped or I uploaded tracking, so I handled it. But in reality, we want to make sure that that item is actually with that carrier in the stated handling time. And then, of course, just whenever possible, use tracking. We know that you can't always on some of those really low-dollar light items such as stamps or some scrapbooking supplies. We know that it doesn't always make sense, but whenever you can, that'll help protect you and give us that data to tell us, you know, if we met the shipping requirement.
So I guess what was going on is some people were, you know, doing what they were supposed to do, sort of, but then not taking it to the post office.
Well, not exactly. In time.
Yeah, exactly.
Like some sellers were like, oh, some sellers, you know, and again, it just wasn't the focus. And that's, you know, why we want to measure on it. And we see how important it is for buyers. And that's why I had to focus. But exactly, like we've seen in the past where sellers might say they have two-day handling, but then they have a practice where they ship everything on Friday. Well, that works okay maybe for, you know, Thursday, Wednesday possibly. But if you wait and ship everything on Friday, then your Monday and Tuesday items are real late. So again, just specifying that time and just making sure you can meet it, definitely.
That's what you answered my question beforehand. I just wanted to make it clear that we didn't come up with this arbitrarily. We researched buyers and we found Christy, right, that this is one of the most important things. A buyer who's wondering where their item is a unhappy buyer.
Exactly. And it just makes them concerned. Like, they're just worried and they're not know what to expect. And so that's why the focus. And then, of course, as you know, like, a lot of competitors are do a good job of providing tracking and shipping quickly. And so we just want to make sure that buyers come to eBay. So we want to just meet those expectations. Exactly.
And in the dashboard, the new preview, I'll be able to tell which shipments were considered late. Is that correct?
Yeah. Great, Chris. So you'll be able to tell. So if you go to download a report. Well, so first thing I want to say, you can, of course, see that if you click on to get the report, we kind of show you which ones are considered late. But I've had some sellers say, but wait, there's not a lot of information here. I need more information, like what was the scan or what happened or who was the buyer and some more details. So one thing I wanted to make sure that sellers really knew about is that when you click to get more details, make sure you also download that report. So you can click Get Report. That will take you to the page where you can see the high-level information. But then in that upper right-hand corner, you'll see this blue download button. We really recommend downloading the report. It's a really great functionality. It downloads automatically in Excel format and gives you an immense amount more of details than are available just on the landing page. So that will tell you if you missed because the tracking maybe showed us or because the buyer said. And so that way you can say, oh, my gosh, maybe I thought I was meeting my time, but in fact I'm not, or whatever the situation may be. But make sure you're downloading that report to get all of those details.
We're speaking with Christine Demo. She's eBay's Senior Manager for Seller Trust. So, Christy, at my post office, my local post office, we have one woman behind the counter who is great at doing, we always take hours, all right, to the post office.
Mm-hmm.
And she's really good at doing the scan. And we have another one who says that it holds people up in line. So what if I have a late acceptance scan? Is that package automatically considered to be late?
Oh, that's such a good question. So great question. So if the acceptance scan comes in late, because again, we know that sometimes it happens, right? But it still gets delivered on time, then it's not considered late and it's on time. And it's funny that you mentioned that. Like, you guys probably noticed on the preview, we have a link there that says, tell us what you think. Well, I have to tell you guys, we have been going through every single word and comment on that page, and it has been extremely helpful hearing from our sellers. And I just this morning was going through some, and I had a seller say, yeah, but the one thing you need to change is not count the acceptance scan. And I thought, oh, no, I'm going to have to reach out to them and explain, because it's only supposed to be in favor of the seller. So say, for example, again, that the acceptance scan's late and nothing else ever happens or it is delivered on time. Again, those are considered on time. So the only reason we're using the acceptance scan is actually to help the seller. So, in fact, if there is an acceptance scan, but for some reason the package gets held up and it's delivered late, then the seller is considered on time. So it's really there to help the seller. So I'm so glad you asked. That's such an important question.
What if I don't use tracking?
Boy, Griff, I'm asking all the important questions today.
Yeah, well, you know, that's because you're so important, Lee.
And my name begs to be an adverb.
Really?
Go ahead,
right,
I'm sorry.
Right.
Really?
Yes.
So, Christy, what if I don't use tracking? What if I'm one of those sellers who never uses it?
Yep, great question, Griff. So, of course, this is still a solid choice. It certainly isn't required. And like I said, like I mentioned a little bit ago, is of course we know that on stamps and, you know, some scrapbooking supplies and some of those other items, it doesn't necessarily economically make sense. So if you don't use tracking, that's all right. Just make sure when you mark it as shipped that you've actually, you know, sent it off. And then we will rely on the buyer's feedback question. So you guys will remember when the buyer leaves feedback, if there's no tracking, we say, did you receive your item by? And as long as you are meeting your handling time, what we see is buyers are actually really accurate in the question. And in fact, they're really positive. So sometimes the buyers might say yes, even if it was late. And so anytime the buyer says yes, it's considered on time. So certainly don't have to use tracking, but it does help you out. So we have that,
okay,
that data that tells us what happened.
Let me make sure I understand this. So what if the buyer said a package was late, but I have tracking that shows it was delivered on time? Will eBay remove the late shipment?
Ah, great question, May. So if it's a tracking that's integrated with eBay, so if it's a USPS, UPS, or FedEx number that the seller has uploaded to the site, then they'll automatically get time or get credit for the item being on time. It'll be considered on time anytime. So basically, we always look for the positive indicator. So if there's a buyer says yes, an acceptance scan, or a delivery scan, as long as we have one of those, it's always on time. I'll pause you for 1 second, then I'll say. And one of the questions I get is, well, I use DHL, and that's not integrated with eBay. But I can see on the DHL website here that I shipped it on time, but my buyer came in and they said no for some reason. What is eBay going to do there? And the question is, or the answer is, as long as it's a tracking number from somewhere we can see it online and we can look it up and research it, and the seller uploaded it still to let the buyer know, and if the seller contacts customer service, then we can remove it. So as long as we can see that it was shipped on time, even if the buyer said no, if we contact customer service, they can remove those. And they can remove those now. We don't have to wait until February.
Oh, that's good. That's nice
Definitely.
To know.
We
well,
want
Griff,
it,
like, I think I understand it a little more. What about you?
Well, I've understood it since the beginning.
Oh, well, of course.
Because I'm so smart.
Yeah.
Christy, thanks
That's
so much
right.
for helping us,
Thank
including
you,
myself, clear it up. It's much smart and much more, makes more sense now. This segment was brought to you by
Mr. Ivory.
eBay Mark. Oh, that was unfair here on eBay Radio.
As an eBay Radio listener, you've heard about Reply Manager, now an Excelco product. Maybe you're already using Reply Manager to manage your customer support messages, but you're still looking for a way to manage feedback. Excelco is excited to announce High Five, a free tool designed to automatically encourage positive feedback. If you receive negative feedback, High Five instantly alerts you so you can resolve the issue right away. Together, Reply Manager and High Five help you manage your relationships with your customers from the beginning of each transaction until its successful end. And right now, you can get a special package deal for both of them just in time for the holidays. Try Reply Manager and High Five free for 15 days at replymanager.com/eBay. That's Reply Manager and High Five free for 15 days at replymanager.com/eBay.
eBay certified provider John Slocum has been helping you sell on eBay since 1998. His most recent creation is 6-Bit Software, and now there's 6-Bit 2.0. John listened to your requests for new features, so 6-Bit does everything you need in a listing tool, from creating and uploading listings to shipping and leaving feedback right from your desktop. Plus, it works faster and better than ever. 6-Bit 2.0 gives you improved inventory management, faster data entry, batch editing, and more import options, along with the custom fields you ask for. 6-Bit 2.0 also incorporates all the newest eBay feature upgrades, including product identifiers. John even improved the picture editor and came up with ways for you to store more photos yet have a smaller database. Try 6-Bit 2.0 free for 30 days at 6bitsoftware.com.
Let's face it, you're the Energizer Bunny of thrifting. So you need a mobile tool that can keep up with you. WorthPoint is up to the job and lets you do your research while in the field. Simply download WorthPoint from your iPhone or Android. WorthPoint's database goes back as far as 10 years. With more than 1 billion stored images and corresponding prices, WorthPoint has collected more than 100,000 makers' marks. Yet, searching all those images takes mere seconds. WorthPoint's mobile app provides huge pictures, lets you save searches, and gives you suggestions about what you're searching for. It even corrects your spelling. WorthPoint also offers an indexed library of more than 1,000 reference books, so you can research online. For a 7-day, 7-lookup free trial, go to WorthPoint.com.